How to manage emotional distractions so you can stay concentrated on work. Hi everyone, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray, a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. Today in the Mindset Lab, we're digging into a listener question and we're tackling the issue of managing distractions. Here we go. Hey Heather, I'm not looking to bring politics into the discussion, but I am struggling with something and I'm hoping you can help. How do you manage distractions and focus on work amidst such a volatile political climate? I'm incredibly upset by it all and find myself obsessively looking for the next news story, and concentration has been a real struggle. Well, that's a great question, and the politics and the news stories in our news feeds can certainly be a real issue for us, but they're not the only distractions that come our way, and us as leaders and business owners really do need to know how to respond to them. So I'm going to dive deep into this next. Stay tuned. Here's the thing about distractions. They're going to happen, and we have to control them so they don't control us. Right now, you're asking me about the political climate, and one of the reasons why this has been such a maddening time for some of us here in the States is because of the 24-hour news cycle. We have news from every angle, every way of communicating possible. We can watch it on TV. We can listen to it on the radio. It can be on the desktop. We can find it in our news feeds on every social media channels. So it can surround us if we let it. But that's kind of true of any distraction. That can be when we have a loved one in the hospital and we're getting daily updates from somebody in an email. It can be when we're really worried about something and our finances are in a struggle. There are going to be so many times when the thing that we're working on for our jobs or our dreams is simply going to feel less important to whatever that's going on in our minds and our hearts at the moment. So one of the things that I think often happens is people tell us to just not worry about it, right? They say, like, just don't think about it right now. You can get the update at the end of the day, or just turn all your notifications off and you won't be bothered. But the reality is when you know you care about something, when you know that something is on your mind and on your heart, you already know that that is way easier said than done. You know that, like, yes, like intellectually, you know, you can simply turn off, notifications, and you can put your phone on do not disturb, and you can set a timer on your desktop so you work steadily for 30 minutes if that's what you need to do. But you know you're still going to be distracted. You know that there's still something compelling your attention that you care about that is in direct competition to your goals, your dreams, and the work you have to do. I don't think it's as simple as simply ignoring it. I think you have to figure out a way to make room for it. And in order to do that, you need a little bit of self-reflection, self-awareness, and honesty. If you know who you are and how you move through the world, you're going to be able to set yourself up for success with this. If you know that if you get some update that's troubling or upsetting right at the beginning of the day, you're never going to get started on your day, and you know that about yourself, but you also know that you need to stay informed, make a to-do list and prioritize the things for yourself that absolutely need to get done. And before you get that update, before you read the article, take the phone call, watch the news segment, get those things done so that you know the work priorities are taken care of, and you can then, in good heart, open spirit, make room for the things that are distracting. Likewise, if you know you're never going to get a thing done, if you don't know what's going on, then get yourself informed. Get the bare minimum of information that you need to know in order to function going forward, and then get on with it, because you know that at the end of the day, all of that information is still going to be available to you. And sometimes when it's so distracting, you need to make really strict hardline rules for it. Like, behavior modification works for a reason. Like, that when we punish ourselves, when we withhold from things, we learn a different way of moving through the world. And this isn't as serious as like the racial climate that you were talking about in your email to me, or the news feed that like currently is taking over our channels with everything that's going on in Texas. But like, when I was running my private practice and I was just learning the game of American football, I found myself like just obsessively trying to learn the game. And it, again, it's totally dumb compared to the things you were talking about here. And I feel silly even bringing it up. But I'm also being honest that the only way it worked for me is if I created rules about it. So I could only look or read or search for something on a genuine scheduled break. I couldn't create a break. I had to schedule it so that I knew at a certain time, usually my lunch hour, was when I could get the updates on how teams were doing, or to like learn a certain play, or something like that. And likewise, when my husband was really ill in 2015, I knew that I had to get my job done. I had to stay focused, but I also knew that I wasn't going to stay focused for a full day because I didn't have the emotional capacity anymore. So I shortened my work day. And again, I work for myself, and I know that that's like a luxury that not everybody has. But you want to start to think about how heavy the thing is that's actually distracting you. Is it something dumb like football that you just need to like quickly get a handle on and get on with it? Or is it something more heart-wrenching and compelling, like the moral integrity of the country for you, or something that's happening on a national level affecting friends and family? You have to decide the weight, and then you determine how much room in your life you are going to allow it to take up. Because if you don't predetermine that, the way distractions work is they always determine it for you and they start to take over. But if you know what you need to set yourself up for success, you know, like your best optimal operating like way of moving through the world, and you accommodate that, you will find that the distractions go down. We get ourselves more distracted when we say to ourselves, we shouldn't be worrying about this right now. Oh my God, I can't believe this has my attention. This news story is going to be sitting in my news feed, you know, in 3 hours. I should just be able to focus on writing this email. For whatever reason, that's not possible. So accommodate it and solve the problem. Because the more time you spend telling yourself, I should be doing something else. I can't believe I'm thinking about this. I deserve better. My business deserves better. You're going down the rabbit hole and you're starting to spiral. And the only way to get yourself out of it is to start to implement a structure that feels accessible and possible for you. I'm going to wrap this up with one more quick thought, so stay tuned. The next thing you want to think about as we wrap this up for today is, are you giving the distraction oxygen? Are you maybe allowing it to take up too much space in your day because there's something going on with your current work life, your current career path, or a goal you're working on that really just isn't lighting you up, isn't making you happy, and that it's easier to remain distracted and heading down the rabbit hole than facing the larger question of why you might not be happy? I can't answer that question for you, but if you use self-awareness, a good old-fashioned, honest look at yourself in the mirror, eye to eye, looking and owning your truth and owning what's going on, that's the fastest way to start taking control over whatever's distracting you. I hope this helps, and I hope that other people listening got something out of it too. I don't think distraction is just something unique to you. We're all struggling with it in an oversaturated sort of world right now, where we can get stimulated by so many things between like Facebook and all the different social media channels. And we really need to start owning our lives a little bit. So we have to take control over it, be the change we want to see, and make a plan for what we'd like to see happen next. If you have a question for the Mindset Lab, I really do hope you'll send it in to me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com, and then I'll get your question on the air as soon as possible. We're only into week 3, and we're already learning so much about ourselves and each other, and I can't wait to hear what happens next for you. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.